preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
This is your country boy surviving. Right here in North Dakota. And I know you're surviving wherever you are in the United States or outside the United States in this great European family of which we have always all been a part. And that's the basic mission of this show, our movement, the cause, whatever you want to call it. It's to keep the family alive, to keep it thriving, to keep it intact, to keep it healthy, and to defend it. That's the whole, what do they say? That's the whole point of all that we're doing. At least that's the way I see it. And I hear Paul Fromm there in the background. Hi, Paul.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. And so off we go. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just listening.
Oh, so tonight, folks, we'll move forward with another 24 hours in the Trump era with the Trump phenomenon. That's the name of this show here on May 3rd, 2018. And let's see, what other areas can I dispense with? We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our republicbroadcasting.org, and our website for the American Freedom Party, a sponsor of this show, is theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And on that website, you'll find the link I hope you will consult. And that is, you'll see an image there of the Discobolus, the 5th century Greek sculpture by Myron, which no longer exists, but Roman copies in bronze and marble do exist. That's one of those marble copies right there. Must have been a great statue for a copy to look as good as that one does. That is the link to our conference being sponsored by the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens and this show. So you don't feel if I'm not a member of the American Freedom Party and not a member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, or I don't even know what those things are, don't feel that this is not your conference. It is. If you're a listener to this show, you like what we've been purveying, come on over to this conference outside of Nashville, Tennessee, especially if you're within driving distance. So all of you out there, let's see. I don't have my map here with my radius on it as to driving distances, but I'll get that during one of the breaks. But there are so many of you that are within a couple of hundred miles, 300 miles. That's an easy drive, isn't it? I know some people who are the victims of white flight drive about 300 miles a day to and from work. So it's only a little bit of an exaggeration. So if you're within driving distance of Nashville, which is the nearest city to where we'll be, think about it. Think about coming to a Patriot Conference June 15, 16, and 17. I had some sign-ups yesterday from listeners to this show, and you listeners who signed up yesterday, thank you very much. You, I guarantee you will have a good time, and you will learn a lot, and you will walk away from that conference better connected as a patriot than you were when you walked in.
If you've never attended one of these conferences, you will find it a tremendous opportunity to make some very good connections, to meet some very interesting people, some of the people you've heard about on the show, James Edwards, James Kelso, Dr. Tom Sunick, but you'll leave feeling that your psychic and mental batteries are being recharged. It's hard to overstate how important getting together with like-minded people really is. It's something we need spiritually, and I think many people are isolated for whatever reason. So if you can possibly make it, you will not be sorry.
Yeah, this will guaranteed, folks. This will break through any feeling of isolation that you may have. Will be ended by this experience of getting together with folks just exactly like you, and people that you've been reading online, that you've been hearing on radio shows. I'll add to Paul's list there, Dr. Kevin McDonald, and Dr. Adrian Krieg. I think you mentioned James Edwards, Dr. Virginia Abernethy of Nashville, the professor emerita of Vanderbilt University, and then a bunch of people just like yourself, and you'll realize, wow, I'm not alone. And something else that I want this conference to achieve, and here's why I'm able to promise you that you'll get this. I just came back from the American Renaissance Conference, which was we are a carbon copy of that conference. The same location, the same banquet, the same steak meal, the same people, the same law enforcement, the same schedule, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all the principle I applied in what I've done as director is, if you want to succeed, imitate success. Imitate people who have succeeded. And we have imitated the very successful 7th year in a row running operation of Jared Taylor. And this year's event, Jared said, this is the best event I've ever had. It's the easiest I've ever done. And there was no commotion at all. There were a few protesters, 50, maybe less. They were more than 100 yards away from the building. They had their own porta potties and their own corral that they were in. Whatever they do among themselves, that's what they did. We don't even know. I had to ask the police how many of them are there up there. I had to ask the police. I didn't see them. So there was no commotion. There was just a harmonious love-in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We all learned a bunch. Each of the speakers was very informative. We will deliver. By the way, Jared had a great speaker's lineup. We will match his lineup. Hard to do, but I think we've done it. With speakers as informative and inspiring. And now, how do you join us there? If you could go to theamericanfreedomparty.us, and on that link you will find registration material information. You'll find a phone number. It's my phone number, 701-317-5317. Call me. I've got that phone in my pocket right now. I'll mute the phone as I speak. And you can call me to ask about the event, any questions you may have. I will be able to. You'll be talking to the horse's mouth since I'm directing the event. So I can help you out with the cost of the event. If you're a younger person, you don't have any money or very little money, you know, we can help you out maybe on the price of a ticket. It's $125. We decided just today we were going to increase the price of the ticket on May 1st to $150. We scratched that idea. It's staying at $125 because our goal is to help you get to this event, but not to make money. We expect to lose money. And we will count the event very successful. If we have you there and lose money, that's a successful event. But do that. Go to my phone number. Go to the web link. You can pay by check. You can pay with a credit card over the phone to me or Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. He'll be one of the speakers. Or Earl Holt, chairman of the Council of Conservative Citizens. So you're going to get to see some people. You'll make friends that will really matter going forward for you in the future. And there'll be plenty of people who won't be speaking, but who could speak. They'll be there. There'll be lots of key people, authors, and folks in our movement that will be there. So if you're a member of this, I'll tell you what qualifies you to attend this event? Let's see. If you're listening to this show, you qualify. How's that? And if you're not listening to this show, you do not qualify. So all of you who don't hear what I'm saying, you're out. I'm just joking, of course. I'm just assuring all of you that are listening to my voice that you belong at this event. If this show and the content that we've had, if you keep coming back to the show, keep listening, you like what we're saying, well, this is your kind of event. It's going to be right up your alley, what we do on June 15, 16, and 17. Beautiful park, beautiful quiet night, double king beds, two king beds in your room. It's only $100 a night. You can pack as many people in there as you can fit in. A big, wonderful bathroom. No refrigerators that I've noticed anyway so far. Balconies overlooking the lake. I was awakened by the squawking of Canada geese, of all things, on their way back to Canada. So there's a lake there right in front of us, and those Canada geese were using that as a way station on their way back to be up there with Paul. And there you have it. And I'm going to try to remember all the way up to the event to remind you of this thing. And then after the event, of course, we will regale the rest of the audience with stories from this event. Well, let's take a look at some news here. Let me go up on my favorite website here, Breitbart, and Lauren Southern. She's got a story for us here. She's been touring through South Africa, just as our own Paul Fromm has made two grand tours of South Africa towards the end of writing a book that's badly needed. No one's written the book telling the rest of the world what's going on in South Africa. But three cheers for Lauren Southern, who... She says this, here's the article. Conservative journalist and author Lauren Southern appeared on radio Sunday to discuss the illegal immigrant caravan and white persecution in South Africa. She says, the first thing I want to address is the shocking media coverage on this and their attempts to correlate or almost combine the words refugee and migrant. Almost every website I've read about this crisis has combined the words refugee and migrant as if they are the same thing. And that is spitting in the face of every genuine refugee in the world, because these are not the same things, Southern declared. You have people that are trying to come over for economic opportunities. You have people trying to come in to go on welfare systems or even to commit crime in America versus people who are genuinely escaping political persecution. And in this case, you have people coming over from, yes, relatively poor countries, Guatemala and Honduras. However, being in a poor country does not make you a refugee. If that were the case, America would have to assimilate and bring in far more people than are already even in the country. That's an understatement, isn't it? If there are almost 8 billion people in the world, America would have to bring in about 6 billion of them, if that qualified you.
It's insane.
Yes, insane. This would be a large amount of the world, a large amount of Africa, a lot of China, a lot of South America, and that's just not sustainable. And a nation can only sustain so many people when it has socialist systems in place. And America, unfortunately, has already become so generous with strangers that it's now becoming unsustainable for itself. And I might add here, her logic there saying that the reason we can't let these people in is because it wouldn't be sustainable for us. I would add an additional layer to her argument. If it were sustainable for us, we would have precisely zero obligation to let anybody into our country. If we want to have a country of whatever size, whatever population we want, that's our business. That's why the, well, let me go down here further. On the topic of, let me skip a little bit here because we can't cover her whole article. During her radio appearances, Southern discussed her documentary about white persecution in South Africa, claiming the situation in that country was worse than she imagined. And this is a quote now from Lauren Southern. And, you know, Paul, I think I might put in a phone call to Lauren Southern, see if I can't get her as a speaker. The government is not just...
I've tried to contact her and I'm not having any luck. I think that would be an excellent idea.
Okay. The government is not just ignoring the crisis, she says. They're recording these murders as robberies gone wrong. And we're talking about murders where people are being hung upside down, tortured, and their families and children are being killed. And the government is recording this as a robbery gone wrong, Southern declared. Beyond just ignoring this, you have leaders within the governments, certainly the economic freedom fighters, the EFF, who are on stages at their political meetings. They have 10% of control of the government singing, shoot and kill the Boer. The Boer being the white Dutch population. If this were happening in any other nation on earth, and by the way, let me add, folks, the people saying kill the Boer include the president of South Africa. The ANC president at times has said that. If this were happening in any other nation on earth, the previous one, or in fact towards any other racial group, imagine if someone in the Republican Party was singing, shoot, kill the Asian, or shoot, kill the Black. That would be all over world news, expressed Southern. It would be the biggest issue in the mainstream media. But because it is the Boer people like Simon Roach, our good friend and guest and speaker at the American Renaissance Conference just concluded, and because it is South Africa, the rainbow nation that is held up so highly as a socialist utopia by the left, we ignore this crisis. After noting that even the majority political party in South Africa is now enacting anti-white laws such as land confiscation, she concluded, if it continues, I fear there is going to be the beginning stages of what many would call genocide. And we'll expand on Lauren's very excellent point right after this break. Chance for you to get in a call. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for,
we're
the chance to change and be.
Lauren Southern just mentioned that she saw on the horizon genocide coming to South Africa. And, well, I'll tell you what, it's Dr. Gregory Stanton, the president of Genocide Watch, which is the world's premier genocide watch, which is not even a right-wing website or organization at all, and it's regarded around the world as the authority on genocide. Dr. Gregory Stanton has proclaimed, as of actually his visit to South Africa, I guess going on 2 years ago, that South Africa is in the penultimate stage of genocide, the next to last stage out of, if you count, 7 or 8 steps toward genocide, the last being slaughter in the streets. South Africa is at the next to last step. So it is well into genocide. And Gregory Stanton is my cousin. I just noticed, Paul, I'm looking at the new revamped Genocide Watch website, which is at genocidewatch.net. And the executive director, number two, under Dr. Gregory Stanton, is Mr. Charles Pillsbury of New Haven, Connecticut. And he is, I guarantee you this, Pillsbury was founded in Connecticut, folks, by Mr. Charles A. Pillsbury, a different one, who lived from 1842 to 1899, but I can guarantee you this Charles A. Pillsbury is a grandson of the original Charles Alfred Pillsbury, who is my 17th cousin. So Cousin Stanton and Cousin Pillsbury are the two top people at Genocide Watch on their board of directors. And they have proclaimed this fact to Paul. And, of course, Paul, you can give the audience what you saw. That, and, of course, it's gotten worse since you were there.
Yes, there were over 5,000 farmers have been murdered since power was handed over to the communists in 1994. There have been, actually, the rate of the attacks on white farmers has really increased this year. I also saw many whites in camps for homeless people. Whites who had exhausted their savings, many middle class or working class whites are unable to find employment because of the brutal anti-white discrimination that extends almost all through the economy. Because the government and government corporations are so large, businesses have to pretty much comply with government anti-white policy, which gives preference and which actually sets up quotas. If I recall correctly, a minimum of 80% of all jobs at all levels must be held by blacks, but not just in the company, but in its suppliers. So, for instance, you're a schoolbook textbook publishing company. No board of education will do business with you unless your company is 80% black, and the company that does the printing of your books is 80% black, and the trucking company that delivers the books to the schools. It's brutal anti-white discrimination, and it means that many whites simply are unable to find employment, and with the result, they become homeless and without resources. I saw terrible poverty in some of these camps that I visited in Johannesburg, around Johannesburg, and near KwaZulu-Natal, near the city of Durban. It's heartbreaking. The poverty that would remind you of some of the pictures you might have seen in black and white from the Depression days of emaciated
children in bare feet. Mm-hmm. Children in bare feet who cannot go to school. There's no school for them. So how much of a career are those white South Africans going to have? No school, bare feet, and bare feet on a camp that might be built on the top of a dump. Yeah. Now, Paul, let me interject this little comment here from Simon Roach himself. Last year, I urged Simon Roach, who was touring the country and appearing on this radio station, you may remember him, a very compelling speaker over our airwaves here. I urged Simon to attend the American Renaissance Conference of last year. I'm going to play a little of that for you right after this break. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Let me play a little bit of last year's American Renaissance Conference. Took place in the spring, just as this year's did. And Simon Roach spoke this year. His audio and his video is, I don't see it up yet online, but I'll give you a sample of that when it does go online. But let's go to last year. I urged Simon to attend American Renaissance. He was touring the country. I said, you know, Simon, this is a premier event. You want to go there? He did. And he, to show you how dedicated he is, folks, after, the first night I was there, I was talking with Simon, and something came up, and he mentioned he was going back to his tent. And I said, what do you mean, your tent? He said, well, you know, I'm out in the forest in a tent. And, folks, there was no room at the inn. Simon couldn't get a hotel room at the inn where you will get a room, a beautiful room, at the Montgomery Bell State Park Inn and Conference Center. Simon, you know, was getting there in the last minute after I urged him to go. There was no room. So he camped out in a tent in the forest. Well, I immediately scrambled around and found somebody who wasn't going to be able to make it, a friend in Texas. I got his room. I paid for it and then gave it to Simon. Now, here's Simon last year. And Jared Taylor talked to him a little bit and realized this is a man of destiny. This is a man of history. And he put him on a very short segment on the Sunday morning lineup at American Renaissance. And this is how that went. A little bit of history was made this day last year at American Renaissance.
Please welcome Simon Roach.
That's Jared. Here he comes.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Jared, for this opportunity. Thank you, Jamie Kelso and others, for your very kind and generous support, the great trouble that you've gone to. And thank you to those of you who are in the audience today who have supported us over the past 5 months throughout the USA. It has been a remarkable privilege to experience the goodness of spirit that I have encountered amongst the people of the right wing in the USA. For me, yesterday was the most stark example of something that we've commented on for months now, over and over again, and that is the profile of the people that we've met in the USA. Yesterday we saw a lady who has written at length on her blog about being raped for weeks and weeks on end by a Muslim in Turkey, and she was holding you responsible for it. It's beyond anybody's comprehension what has happened in recent years in the West. And we, in South Africa, are the canary in the coal mine of that process. This process, this process, I say to you in humility and with respect, whether you like what I say to you now or not, is far worse than you know. You think you do, because you are the right wing of the USA. You know and you see and you understand, but you don't. You really don't. It is almost too late. Take my word for it. Because when they show their hand, as they are doing now, it is too late. They are like a python climbing into the sleeping bag of an innocent camper, and the python slithers so smoothly and silkily over the person's skin that it's soothing, and somewhere in their pre-conscious, in their dream state, they enjoy it. And the python continues to slither and wrap. And I promise you, because I have watched this movie before, and with respect, you haven't, the python only clenches when it's too late. Your python is clenching now, and I swear to you on everything that is good, it's just about too late. Let me tell you how things are, though, when it comes to the other side of the coin. There is a bit of hope. Clearly, people in the USA particularly, but not only, what's much less well known is what's happening in Europe. The echoes of this conference that are happening in Europe, they are tremendous, but particularly in the USA. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omit all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. That is the USA in 2017. That is the alt-right. That is the success.
Now, let me skip to the end of what he had to say. Go to the very close, and you'll hear what we all heard last year. This is after Donald Trump had been elected and had been sworn in a few months later.
Because dark clouds are on the horizon, whether you believe me or not, I urge you to think of us as you should think of yourselves now in 2017, on this fair sea afloat as you are, on this upsurge of decency and respectability. Think of us too as the people of Tours under Charles Martel, as the people, the self-sacrificing people in front of the gates of Vienna in 1529. And again, the same people who were willing to get off their hind legs and go and stand again at the gates of Vienna in 1683. We are just like you and we are asking for your help. Please consider us in the times that lie ahead. Thank you very much.
That's powerful.
That was Simon last year, and his speech this year was just a powerhouse of a speech. He gave the banquet keynote address, and and I'm going to endeavor to get Simon to come to our event in June. I just have to get him an airplane ticket. Any of you that out there that want to help, if you can't come to the conference, you can help. Make a financial contribution. I'll tell you where you can do that. I'm trying to raise money for a ticket for Simon. It'll be about $1,000, the cheapest ticket we could get to get him from South Africa to the U.S. Mail it to me, James Kelso, whatever you've got, cash, money order, check, credit card, to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And you can enable the conference. You can make a conference happen wherever you are if you can't attend. And please, folks, that's something that Simon said at this conference just concluded. He said, we have people, there are over 100,000 members of this Zuidlanders, which is spelled S-U-I-D, or Z-U-I-D, L-A-N-D-E-R-S, the Zuidlanders, which means the Southlanders or the South Africans. They have over 100,000 members, and these are full members. This is not, clicks on a computer. These are real people that are members of the organization. That's more people than we have in all of our organizations combined in this little nation of 4 million white people. And he said, we have people. Really, they have all of their people. What we don't have is money. And he didn't say contribute money. He didn't say, can you give us money? But when he said that, what we don't have is finance. A guy jumped up from the audience with waving a bill in his hand and rushed forward and handed it to Simon. I don't know what it was, a $20 bill, a $10 bill. I don't know what it was, maybe a $100 bill. But then that sort of, everybody realized, a woman next to me dumped her purse out on the table. I took her purse and walked around the room, and I don't know how many thousands of dollars people put into her purse. Then I put it into a plastic bag and gave it to Simon. But that's the kind of thing, that's how you can help, folks. One way all of us can help is finance what we're doing. Finance this conference that we're having in June. Finance Simon and his cause. Realize, did you hear what Simon was saying? He's saying, as the canary in the mine, he's seen this process at a greater level of destruction than we've seen. He says we're further down the path than we know. And I very much heed his words. So this is a time to take emergency measures. In normal times, you might have thought, be thinking ahead, like, well, I'm gonna organize my estate. I'm gonna see that future generations can benefit from my estate. This sort of thing. Well, in the current, if we don't turn the trend around, there won't be a future estate. There won't be much of a future in which your estate could be enjoyed. So I think this is a time where all of us have to pretty much spend as hard as we can, spend as much as we can now, so that there will be actually a future. are thinking from the time that Paul and I grew up in the 50s and 60s, you might want to think, you know, way into the future, you know, on your economic planning. But I think, heeding what Simon just said, the emergency is so great that we need to sort of bring up our reserves. Don't hold much of anything in reserve. Bring up all the reserves to the front line, because this is it. This is the final push. And there you go. Let's see. We've got some callers. Pardon me, callers. We've got Chuck in Texas, George in Texas, and Dr. Kelly in California. Let's start out with Chuck in Texas. Thank you for calling, Chuck.
Well, I'm going to call you to task. Am I on air? Can you hear me? I didn't hear
sure,
the beep.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Got a problem here. I decided to take a look at the Genocide Watch. And, you know, oddly enough, I find nothing there at all about the Palestinians. Now, I understand that you claim to be all about, you know, us white folk and how, and I believe white genocide is an active thing in the world today, especially in the West, not in Russia, but in the Western countries. White genocide is a fact, but it's also something that the Zionists are pushing all over. And I just decided I'd take a look at Genocide Watch, which you were giving such great credence, and got to looking at who were the people that were the contributors and the runners of this thing.
But Chuck, before you go into that, maybe you didn't, you know, you missed a subordinate clause in my presentation, which was the Genocide Watch is not even a right-wing or conservative website. It's liberal. It's left-wing. So if you're going to
what difference do terms make? If you're going to cite them and say they're right on this. No,
but my reach, Chuck.
And then try and into a left and right paradigm to defame
Chuck,
them.
May I finish the thought? Chuck, may I finish
not,
the thought?
That they are not honest.
Okay, Chuck, my point was this, is that Dr. Stanton running Genocide Watch, even this, here's what's remarkable about it. You're missing the point entirely. A left-wing liberal website that monitors genocide is so shocked by the white genocide going on in South Africa that even a left-wing liberal website has proclaimed what's happening to South African whites as genocide. Even your dog agrees with me.
Yeah, I apologize for that. He hasn't barked all day. Naturally, has to bark.
No, he liked my point. That's all right. He liked my point.
You're about to indict.
But Chuck, hang on. I want to get to a better point that you're making, because the point is you're about to point out that a left wing website is left wing. That was already in my premise. My premise was even a left wing website finds the genocide so obvious that they're pointing it out. Now, so point taken there, Chuck.
No,
it's a left-wing website. Do you have another point?
Wait a minute. You don't tell me the point I was going to make.
Yes,
you're
go
wrong.
Ahead.
The point I was going to make is while the American Freedom Party claims to be all about the white race, it's all about also Zionism. Everywhere I look, I do not see, when you get right down to it, all I see is the bottom line support for Israel at the end. And Israel is anti-American, which makes it anti-white.
And so what is, now, Chuck, let me understand what your point is. What should we all be doing instead of what we are doing on this show?
Well, we should be speaking out against America being dragged into another damn war by Israel.
Okay, we have done that many, many, many times.
Oh, have you?
But yes.
You're supporting Trump, who is
I can certainly attest that we are not, certainly I'm not pro-Israel, and I don't think James is either. This show has been very critical of efforts to drag America into another war for Israel.
Do we not have a war cabinet in place that is nothing but Zionist?
Okay, now Chuck, let me ask you a question. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Yes, I did. Supported him like
okay,
crazy.
Are you going to vote for him again in 2020?
Well, if Hillary runs again, yes. But give me a real American patriot who's for America first instead of Israel first, I'll vote for him instead.
And you think the Democrats might nominate such a person in this
universe? No. Don't play that game with me. Don't play that left-right paradigm with me, okay? We all know that's a game played two sides of the same coin. They give us evil and a little bit lesser evil to vote for.
All right, so Chuck, you've voiced your point, and point heard. Thank you very much.
I don't think that you are for America or the whites. Period.
I'm not?
I don't think so. I think you're a shield for Israel.
Chuck,
the more I listen to you, the more I watch what you do.
Take a look. I don't know what you're drinking, Chuck, but thanks for calling. All right. Well, we got a break coming up here, and let's contemplate that, folks. Kelso is not for the whites or America. Chuck, you need new glasses, my friend. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks.
Mama said to me.
And I assure you, from the time that I was a little boy, I have been very, very pro-white. And Chuck, I'm not trying to insult you when I say this. Your last call, where you voiced the sentiment that Kelso isn't pro-white, and Kelso isn't, what else is it, pro-American? Chuck, please, This is one of the things that has plagued our cause and made it futile, made us ineffective, caused us to accomplish almost nothing before Donald Trump. Almost nothing. Our movement had nothing to show for itself. No one elected, no power achieved, no growth, no large movement like the Zetlanders of South Africa. 4 million people with 100,000 members. That would translate in our country to, let's see, 4 million times 50 would be 200 million white people. 50 times 100,000 would be 5 million. If we were as successful as the Zetlanders, Simon Roach's organization, we would have a 5 million member organization. We don't, Chuck, partly because of thinking like the thinking you just voiced, where we don't trust anybody. We don't believe in, if you don't think I'm pro-white, you, what would be some kind of a, you must not think, you must not believe that the sun shines. You must, you know, that's an impossible.
For whatever it's worth, I've been in this movement since 1965 when I was just a young teenager. And I'll stake my reputation that if James Kelso isn't pro-white, then I'm Leon Trotsky.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Chuck, if you can't, how can we form a family? How can we, do what the Zetlanders in South Africa have done? Work as a family to survive if we're willing to spit on ourselves like that. You know, I've devoted myself to the cause. I don't know if you have, Chuck. Do you have a radio show? Have you organized? Are you organizing a conference right now somewhere in the United States? Have you given all of your savings and all of your inheritance to our cause? Every penny of it? Have you done that, Chuck? I have. I'll bet you haven't.
Yeah, so, my guess would be, I've known people like this, and I guess you're being an organizer, going back to the John Birch Society, you have too, James. There's a type of person who likes to sit on the fence and tell you everything you've done wrong. They don't do anything themselves, but boy, they've got all the ideas about how what you've done wrong. Well, I would look at what we've done right. There's a conference going to be held. You're largely responsible for that, you and the American Freedom Party. That's something. I wonder if our friend, it was in Texas, what's the last conference he organized? What's the first conference he organized? And very likely the answer is a big nothing burger.
Nothing. Well, we've got some music coming up. Oh, my goodness. The reason we have music is we ran out of show. And that was a good note. Thank you, Paul. That was a good note to end on. And, folks, Paul and I, we love you. And, yes, we're definitely pro-white. See you all tomorrow night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.